Hi, it's Mrs. Best, and this is Chapter 10. This is Beautiful Prose, Mr. Snuggly Bear. I stared at the back of Juanita's head. I'd already finished my algebra assignment, but not because Mr. Johnson was a good teacher. In fact, I was pretty sure he didn't know the first thing about algebra. All he did was read a book silently to himself and make us figure things out on our own. I wrote a quick note. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to find out. I folded the paper and wrote Juanita on the outside. I tapped Haley, the girl in front of me, on the shoulder. Mr. Johnson was still reading. I held out the note. The man must have had eyes on the top of his head. "Excuse me," Mr. Johnson called from the front of the class. "You, in the red shirt, what do you think you're doing?" I pulled the note quickly back and looked down at my shirt. I already knew what color it was. Red. As red as my face. I slipped the note in my pocket. "I asked you a question," Mr. Johnson said. "I expect an answer. What do you think you're doing?" I said. "I just finished doing my homework for the day." "Come up here," Mr. Johnson said, "and bring your notebook." I stole a look at Juanita. She just shook her head as if to say, "What have you gotten yourself into?" "Let me see your notebook," Mr. Johnson said when I got to the front of the class. I felt certain that every last student in the classroom was staring at me. The note was still safely in my pocket, so I handed over the notebook. I spoke quietly, trying to make our conversation private. Like I said, I already finished.
What have we here?
Mr. Johnson said, more to the class than me. "Writing love notes?"
"What? No," I protested. "That's my assignment."
Mr. Johnson held the notebook in front of him and peered over his glasses. "Dear Megan, I miss you terribly. I wish you were here by my side." The class laughed. I glared at Juanita's uncle. I knew I'd been beat.
"I think of you all the time," Mr.
Johnson continued, still pretending to read from my notebook.
"I love your beautiful ears, your pointy little nose, and your ankles. I could stare at your ankles all day."
The class was laughing hard now. Mike sat in the front row. He wasn't laughing, but he wouldn't look at me. None of my classmates would stand with me. I didn't care. I was a superhero. Sometimes a superhero has to stand alone. Mr. Johnson wasn't done. "I wish I could hold you in my arms while I do my algebra assignment. I don't really understand these problems, and you're so smart. I miss you. Yours truly, Mr. Snuggly Bear." The class roared with laughter, the kind of laughter kids do when they're glad it's somebody else who's being made fun of and not them. "This is beautiful prose, Mr. Snuggly Bear," Mr. Johnson said. "But may I remind you, this is algebra and not creative writing. Please return to your seat and do your assignment." Mr. Johnson tore my assignment out of the notebook, crumpled it up, and tossed it in the trash. I felt a twinge of anger.
"You can't just..."
"Oh, but I can," Mr. Johnson said. His lips turned into a cruel smile. "And if Mr. Snuggly Bear doesn't return to his seat, I'll send him to the principal's office." He handed the empty notebook to me.
Mr. Johnson?"
Juanita stood at her desk.
"You can't do this. It's not right."
Mr. Johnson frowned. "Thank you for your opinion, Juanita, but you know what kind of person this is." Juanita held her ground.
"It doesn't matter who he is. This isn't right."
The class was silent. I could see confusion in their faces. There was probably confusion in my face, too. Mr. Johnson stared at Juanita. He finally picked up his book and sat back in his chair. "Mr. Snuggly Bear, if you wish to retrieve your love letter from the trash, you are free to do so. But I don't want any more trouble from you. Is that understood?" I fished my assignment from the trash and returned to my seat. Juanita sat at her desk. She didn't turn around. I flattened my assignment out on the desk and then pulled the note to Juanita from my pocket and read it again. The note was even truer now than when I had written it just a few minutes ago. I had no idea what Juanita was up to. I tore up the first note, wrote my phone number on a piece of paper, and slipped it into my pocket. I stared at the back of Juanita's head and worked out my next move. That's the end of chapter 10. Thanks for listening.